We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hello, we are back with another episode of Dice It Up. This is so weird for me. I had to get Calvin on because we had to make sure we get our stats guy, like one of the smartest people I know. My regular co-host is back. She's actually in Australia, the same country as one of the coolest guests we've ever had, Jazz Shelley, Nebraska guard. Just went off last night. In Illinois, Calvin was there, like 26-6-5. Nice win on the road against a ranked team. Good vibes going into the tournament. Jazz, how you doing? Thanks for coming on the show.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. I'm psyched about this because I really thought Ice wasn't going to be able to make it because we were going to record tomorrow morning. You made time for us this afternoon. I feel like I'm talking to two Australians, just one has a better accent, you know?
I'm working on mine. I've been working on, good day.
Good day, mate. That one? Good day, mate. Yeah. Mine's slowly fading. It's scary.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know what a Lincoln, Nebraska accent is, but... I mean, I live in New York and I still say y'all. I'm a lifelong Texan. But yeah, that won't fade for me.
I don't think so, Daniel. I like your accent. But no, I'm out here in Australia, like you mentioned. I'm playing out here. I'm in Tasmania. I love it. Love the culture. Love all the accents. I love the different things or different words that you guys have for things. So like dinner is called tea here. Yeah, I like that. You say afternoon like avo. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, come in the avo. Yes, I've been like learning. I have like my whole little notepad because I'm a nerd. But no, I think it's so cool when players are able to play internationally. You know, I was able to do it post my collegiate career, but you know, obviously you went at a very young age and went overseas. Talk about just how you made that decision and then also like the basketball culture in Australia. I feel like it's a strong one where, you know, we're known to have off-season college basketball now. But you guys are consciously making that decision to come over here and play and do it, you know, in your younger years. And so I just walk me through that process and how you decided to do that.
Yeah. So my situation, I was fortunate to have an older brother who actually went to college in America. So I didn't know much about it personally. And I started to receive like interest and stuff. And I had no idea like where to go with it, what to do with it. I didn't even know what it was. And it was scary at first. But I was able to watch my brother go to a Division II school, Kentucky Wesleyan, for 4 years. So I watched his whole process, and he would come home once a year, and he couldn't wait to get back. Like, he absolutely loved it. So I was fortunate to be able to learn from him and have him help me in, like, the recruiting process and my family as well, trying to find the best fit for me. And my parents have always said to me, if you don't enjoy it, you can always come home. And I went, I've spent my first two seasons at Oregon and absolutely loved it. And I didn't want to come home anymore. And then, so I say the culture of Australian basketball, it's kind of that loose attitude where it's like, go and try it. I mean, you can always come back and play in Australia. We're very fortunate to have a number of leagues that you can fall back to and find yourself playing in Australia, no matter if it's just for fun, whether it's just you want to go competitive, it's you can always fall back to it. So like kind of the loose attitude, like go and enjoy it, go and try it. And it's an experience. And I don't know. I know most people go and then they enjoy it and don't and say they're very fortunate. They took that opportunity.
Yeah.
I feel like I have never met a negative person from Australia. Maybe, I mean, everyone here, just talking with like Beck Allen and Sammy Wickham this year, like just always so positive and nice to everybody. How would you say like the popularity of basketball, like for, you know, kids growing up in Australia is, you know, today versus where it was when you were growing up?
I would say it's definitely growing. Our WNBL program is really good with incorporating their institutions with the younger generation and having like academies or like getting kids to come out to games and stuff. So even when I was younger, it was actually really good because I knew who like my role models were. I would go to the WNBL games, but now more and more that social media and advertising has come along, they've been able to just, now you have your role models on your screen and you have them in person. So it's like, it's really cool and it's developing and it's exciting for women's sports.
Wait, who were your role models?
Growing up, Penny Taylor.
Oh,
great name.
Jenner O'Hare. Yep.
There it is. Yep. Yeah, and you got a little bit of a kind of that Australian pipeline in Nebraska. I know you have Izzy there and you had Ruby last year, right? Like what's it kind of like playing with them? And I guess like, how did that happen? And what also just kind of drew you to Nebraska when you decided to transfer? Because I think you were looking at them even beforehand, right? When you were out of high school.
Yeah, I would say the top two schools that I was choosing between was Oregon and Nebraska out of my high school year. And so obviously I went to Oregon, but I think personally for me and the person that I am, I'm very family orientated and I really enjoy genuine people. So for me, the fit felt better at Nebraska because the people that are situated here, and it feels just like a family away from home. And everyone, like you meet anyone that sits in the stands at our games and they are just really, really cool people. And it makes me feel kind of close to home. So that's kind of why my fit for Nebraska, it suited me. And having the opportunity to have Izzy here, it was a big, going in the transfer portal is scary. And that was a big trust factor, knowing my best friend goes to a school. She's been here for 2 years and absolutely adores everything about it. So it's like, she knew it was a fit for me. So I trusted her and I came here and it's been the best decision I've ever made.
I mean, it can't be that scary if I stood it like 7 times. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, yeah, that... Jazz doesn't know. I played college basketball for 7 years and I went to 4 different schools. So I'm not afraid to adapt. Now I've just chose to go to different countries versus schools. We're just making my way around the world with this little basketball.
Changes hard, but all the experiences count.
Yeah, it's worth it. Well, I want to talk about some of your experiences, but mainly getting some experience with your senior national team at camp. You just had the chance to play against some of the best that come from your country, and wanted to ask you, like, what would it mean to you if you were selected on the team and able to represent, you know, your country, the Opals, in the Olympics?
Mm-hmm. Ever since growing up, my number one goal has always been to go to the Olympic Games and make my national team. So that's kind of the goal I'm trying to get to still. And growing up watching like Penny Taylor's, Jenner O'Hare, and growing up watching Sammy Whitcomb, and then I was fortunate enough, I think it was about a season, just before last season, I was able to go and compete in the same team as her for the national team. And I've just learned so much from her. And she's a really big role model. And she was really positive influence to me when I was competing in the Asia qualifiers. So it'd mean everything to me to make that team. It's always been my goals and aspirations to be able to get into that squad and into that team. So it's something I'm still striving for.
All right. I'm manifesting it. So I want to clip that for when it happens. Love that energy. I was looking back at like some that Oregon, obviously the first year at Oregon you play with Sabrina and Satu, that team was super stacked, probably could have made a run at the national tournament, and then of course COVID happens, and I look at the roster next year and it's just like littered with Big Ten guards, current Big Ten guards.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about some shooters on that team, like Sidney Parrish, Taylor Mikes, all yourself. I mean, just ridiculous talent. But do you still, when you see them, do you connect and I guess reflect on that, on the former year at Oregon together?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really close with Taylor Mikesell and Sidney Parrish, who are both playing in the Big Ten right now. And it's just really cool to see them thriving and killing it right now. So we definitely have a really cool bond between the three of us, and it's really good to watch each other strive and achieve things.
I mean, that conference is just stacked. I mean, as you know, Calvin and I work a lot together, discussing basketball, discussing numbers. And it's a really hard conference to figure out, because I feel like every team is tough. I mean, like, y'all beat Illinois last night. They beat Iowa a couple weeks ago. It's up and down, super hard. But you got to love being in mostly the Central Time Zone, right? West Coast was nuts.
No, I love it here. I love Central Time.
I miss it so much.
Makes sense. It's easier to talk to my family through Central Time, too.
I'll move back to Texas for you, okay?
please, I need the extra hour of being able to talk to you.
You're there all the time anyway.
Seriously, every time I see Dana, I'm like, bro, you don't even live in New York. Like, I met you in New York last summer, but you actually don't reside there. You reside everywhere else.
I'm heading to the airport after this call. I'm going to Dallas, actually. It's really embarrassing. Yeah. Not even kidding.
Yeah, like, we are. Jazz is finding out how off topic we get on these.
it's just the fam hanging out.
We're just flowing. But Daniel brought up the Big Ten. I want to ask Jazz, because, like, obviously you guys have taken some losses and then had some crazy big wins. You guys went into Maryland, blasted them, went into Illinois last night, blasted them. Like, obviously you have a really high ceiling, whatever your record is. Like, when you think about, especially coming off the most recent one on the road to the ranked team, like, what does that kind of do for, you know, your confidence and, like, knowing how you guys can play heading into the Big Ten tournament? I know you got one more game. I think by the time we release this, you'll be heading into the Big Ten tournament, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this team has so much potential, and that's the hardest part about playing in the Big Ten, is because you have to bring it every night. And it's definitely been a whirlwind for us this season, because we've gone through some ups and downs with some injuries and just – not clicking at some points, but the thing is, we've never kind of lost our belief in how good we can be and the potential that we do have. So I think it's really exciting to go into the back end of this season with that big win against Illinois, and hopefully we can make a run in the Big Ten tournament. And I mean, there's no pressure on us right now because of our record, and I think we play our best basketball like that.
I like that. No pressure. Dangerous. I'm saying it's dangerous. I mean, I might personally take a stake in Nebraska making a run at this thing.
I was waiting for your, so I'm going to bet on your team.
No,
line.
I am 11 minutes away from saying that. Yep. Okay.
Yep. We made it 11 right, minutes.
Yeah, I was waiting. I'm like, when is it going to come and when is he going to slide it in?
Jazz, you made us some money last night. Jazz, anytime you're in New York, drinks on us, okay?
That's awesome.
It's true. I was in on that too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So and Chicago, just not you. I sorry. You gotta buy your own.
For the person who doesn't bet and genuinely cares about your basketball career, not in my pocket.
Stop.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Okay.
But no. I wanted to ask you. You know, around this time, I feel like just February. I feel like endurance normally becomes a theme. You know, just coaches kind of mention it because it's been a long season. People are battling injuries. You're battling mental fatigue as well. And then it becomes like we're waiting for March Madness and you've got to put your best foot forward. How do you get your team just to make sure that you guys are always prepared and ready with a level of like, okay, we've got to endure this last chunk before we start to play possibly the last games of your season?
Yeah, I think we're really fortunate with the players that we have. And that's why I think it's really cool at Nebraska. They recruit really genuine people and hardworking people, where I don't think that our mindset has ever swayed. I think we've always had the same intentions to win a Big Ten title, even though we can't do it. But I mean, you know, we're still striving to do big and better things. And it's almost fortunate that right now in this part of the season that we've lost some games and we have something to prove. And I think that everyone's on that same page. And we have an incredible leader in Coach Williams who, instills that in us every day. And she really has some leaders on this team that can really voice with her. And I think that having this core group of people that just want to work hard and want to win games is really fortunate part about our team. And just got to go into March with new mindset.
I love the positive energy, because I feel like now I got to, at some point in my life, visit Lincoln, Nebraska. Just seems like a really happy place. People play hard, enjoy it. I love that.
It really is, yeah.
I've been to Omaha. Omaha was cool. Yeah, it was all right.
Really hang out there.
You know, I don't know. I'm from Jersey, so. But it was all right. A little Midwest vibe to it. Air is different out there. A little more corn smell.
I do want to jump into some more fun things. So first off, I want to say this. I promised my wife for our 2-year anniversary, because the 1 year was kind of derailed with the Super Bowl and going to El Salvador for a wedding. But second anniversary, I'm taking her to the Australian Open.
Yep.
But that means I'm missing games.
There you go.
Right? So I might miss some of your games going on at the same time. If you decide to come back, I assume that decision has been made. We haven't heard anything about it, right?
No, a decision has not been made yet.
Okay, good to know. Had to ask it on the pod. All right. So saw in an interview once, Chick-fil-A was your favorite restaurant or fast food restaurant in America. It happens to be mine. I had it this morning just for the vibes. Great breakfast, by the way. Is that still your favorite fast food restaurant?
I would say Panda Express is up there with Chick-fil-A.
Honey orange walnut chicken? Shrimp. Honey Bit walnut shrimp.
Double orange chicken.
Yeah, always double orange chicken. Calvin, have you not learned?
Am I the only one who... Whatever.
Yes.
It does look good. It does look good. But I've enjoyed honey... I've enjoyed double orange chicken too much to try and spray now.
It's a good one, too. You can't go wrong.
That's a good pickup. I have a random question for you. If you were to compare your game to an animal, what animal would it be? I say this because I got to Australia and all that everybody ever said to me was like, watch out for the animals. Like, they have crazy animals here. You're going to see things you've never seen before, which is somewhat true. I've literally seen a spider that was the size of my palm.
Yeah,
that scared, you know, the living mess out of me. Jeez. Yep. But yeah, like, if you were to take your game and compare it to an animal, what would it be? Dano, I actually want you to think of your answer too. Calvin, by all means, if you know, have one, please. I've got mine, but I would, I'm curious to know what you would, what animal you would pick.
What's yours? Yeah. Give Dad some time to think.
I got one.
You got one? Okay, let's go.
For a couple of reasons. I'm going to go with a snake, because snakes in Australia, but also I've seen a scout on me that says head of the snake, kind of like control the game, sort of PG sort of player. So I'm going to go with head of the snake, is that's my animal.
How'd you get access to that that scout?
You know what, my coach is friends with a lot of people and she likes to share notes sometimes.
fair.
I love that.
That's a great answer.
Head of the snake. Yeah. Also could be like silent assassin too. Mm. Drop 26 and before you look at it, you don't even know that like I just killed you guys. Yeah. I support it.
No, I feel that.
Yeah. Dana, what you got?
Mine's changed. I mean, like back in the day, I'd say like a Wolverine. I used to care about defense a lot, you know. now all I do is shoot. So I'm thinking like, I don't know, some kind of like pretty animal, like a. It's hard to think. Probably like just like my dog, just happy to be there. I don't want to get physical. I don't want to get mean. Just a beautiful dog, you know. But not okay. Like, yeah, I know it's wrong because I'm always, they got that dog in them, you know? But I'm like just a sweet, nice dog. I'm not a aggressive
dog. Okay. Sweet, nice dog, Dano. I love it. Calvin, you got one?
I think mine's changed too, because like I feel like I'd probably be like, is it like a water bug or whatever, the ones that dart around a lot, you know? Like, I'm not shooting on anyone, you know?
I was always a bug, bro.
Ball handler. I'm small. I'm like 140 with ankle weights, so I'm not guarding Dano in the post. But Like, I could handle my way around the court, but I'm also like old enough now that I'm probably what's an animal that like tires out really quick, like a sloth or something. Like, I'll get in there for a few possessions and I'm gassed. Like, so you know, I'm kind of washed up. But yeah, whatever that animal would be, that's where I'm at now.
Okay, I feel like I feel bad that you picked a bug, so I'm gonna try to upgrade you. What about like an alligator?
No,
you
know, gazelle. Alligators,
like, they're, or gazelle, like their first couple all sprints right, are right. quick, but yeah, then after that, like, you know, if you go zigzag about three times, it's over. He's not. You know?
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, be a little gator, a little right over left. Learned that from one of my freaking 4 years. Okay, we'll go good.
Next time someone asks me that question.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good personality question. Like, you want to learn about somebody's game? Like, give me an animal. I'm a Black Panther. Like, you see, oh my god, sorry, we're gonna cut that. I've gone to Australia and just started cursing like unlimited. It's just a cult here.
I'm so happy that happened.
I do too. There'll be a blooper at the end of the year. I'll be like, no, not me. Okay, here we go. I'm definitely like a Black Panther, like, fast. I'm like very ferocious on the court. I feel like, here, especially I've been like being the point guard, so I've been more on the ball. So just like more in control. I feel like that's a very in control predator animal. So yeah, I feel like that's the killer instinct kind of thing, you know, that's what I'm going for.
It's funny. I actually have another animal question. So, I can't believe we're doing all these animal questions, but it's amazing. So I got this 9-year-old cousin who I saw at the wedding in El Salvador. She's a big basketball fan. She's a fan of yours, Jazz. And she wanted me to ask you a question.
Okay.
She can't. Her background on her iPad is this a Cuoca? Cuoca? Do you know what that is?
Koala?
No. It's a Q-U-O-K-K-A. Apparently, it's in like the westernmost part of Australia. Like,
that's the other side of the country.
Yeah, I had never heard of it. You gotta Google it because it is like
it right now.
Google it's image. Ridiculously cute. I mean, it doesn't look real. But she's got to know. She has to know what it is. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, it's Australia.
I'm gonna have a look.
But
that's adorable.
Dano, hold on. Dano, can you edit a picture of it onto this when you edit
this? Oh, absolutely.
It's so cute.
I know. It's ridiculous. But she was like, does she think it's the cutest animal? So I'm going to have to tell her that you didn't know what it was.
It kind of looks like a wallaby. So,
okay.
I see the wallaby reference. Yep. Without the pouch. Yep. I can see it.
All right, so Olivia, what is Jazz Shelley's favorite animal? Or cutest animal, I'm sorry.
What is my cutest?
Or what do you think is the cutest animal? She expected you to say Cuoca, so.
I wish I knew what that was, but now I do, and that is probably going to be up there from now on.
All right, Olivia, beautiful. When you hear this, that's for you.
I love it.
All right, favorite Big Ten arena to play at besides Pinnacle Bank?
Let's go with Illinois. I haven't lost there.
I know. I think you're like 20 for 30 from three against them in two seasons. Really? That's ridiculous.
Is that real? Did you look that up?
It is ridiculous.
I did.
That's incredible.
I did.
Incredible. I don't think. How many shots did Jazz miss last night? Like two? Whole game?
Missed more than two. I had a couple of heat checks.
felt like two. But like, you barely missed all game. I know you came out and knocked down your first three, I think, in the first quarter. Maybe it was three out of your first four. Go ahead, Dana.
I was going to say, you dropped the record, or Big Ten tournament record against them, right? With threes?
Yeah, that was, the tournament.
That wasn't nice. Sorry, Illinois fans listening. We had Shauna Green on like a few weeks ago, so they know we love them too.
They're a completely different team this year.
They are. They didn't. You guys made them look like the same team they have been, but they've been the better team all year except for last night. Team like than they were the last few years.
First time they came into Nebraska, they punked us. So they're a very high quality team.
So when you lose at home like that, and you like when you lose at home to anybody and you know you like in conference play and you get that kind of rematch at their court, does that really hit you like or hit the whole team pretty extra?
I would say it does just because of the fan base that we have in Lincoln. I think that a loss like that hurts a whole lot more because of the people that come out and support you and you kind of feel like you let them down a little bit. So it was kind of definitely like a revenge game when you get down like that.
Yeah. We felt like that y'all were going to bring that energy.
Yeah.
Like they're going to score some points. I didn't think y'all were going to score 90 or whatever, but like, damn, you know,
I want to know about your favorite celebrations. Like when you're in the zone, everything is going right for you. Everything is going right for the team. What are some of the go-to team celebrations or like personal celebrations that you have?
Personally, I'm a little more of a stone cold, keep the same face sort of thing. So you might get a little smile or like a fist bump or something out of me. But we have a pretty elite bench mob. They have some pretty cool moves over on the sideline doing like cheerleader pyramids and kick lines and they're pretty creative over there.
Yeah, when you ever are on the bench, which is like not very often, do you ever get in on any of that?
Yeah, I've done a couple ones where everyone just lays down on the floor and we do like rowing to either side and someone hits
That's fantastic.
I'm gonna need someone who listens to this to go clip, like go back, look at some Nebraska games and get us some clips. We need a super compilation of Nebraska bench mob stuff. I love that energy. Do the coaches ever use you and Izzy to like recruit some Australia kids like currently?
They definitely have a strong connection with Australian players already. So then to be able to find the ones that they're interested in and then have us kind of assure them like, yeah, it's a good place. Like that's really helpful. We just signed a freshman from Australia for next year, which she's going to be really huge. She's a really talented player.
So you're the closers.
We had some investment in that.
The closers.
That's what it is. Yeah. They pick up. We'll tell them why they should come here.
Love that. Okay, I just have a personal selfish question. What do I need to do while I'm here? Give me something on my to-do list while I'm in this wonderful continent / country.
Have you been to New Zealand?
I have not yet.
I would say that is one of the most beautiful places in the world. I would also recommend, I'm from Melbourne, so a bit biased, obviously going to the Australian Open. They have like incredible restaurants and stuff in Melbourne just to see the city life and walk along like the Yarra River and stuff is really pretty as well.
Okay, sweet. All right, city life in New Zealand. I've heard great things about New Zealand. A good friend of mine played overseas a few years ago, played at Syracuse, and he played there for a few years and loved it, raved about it. Yeah.
That's somewhere I want to go, New Zealand.
Okay. All right, sweet.
World Cup's going to be there, right? There in Australia?
Yep.
Soccer one? I think the soccer Women's World Cup is going to be in Australia / New Zealand. Hey, I don't know. I mean, it's just going on. Have you been to Jazz? You got to come check out the New York Open, though. I highly recommend it. It's electric. I don't know. I mean, probably the same type of atmosphere. It's not boring like Wimbledon, you know. But I mean, New York is lit. We love it. Sad that Ashley Barty couldn't be there. Retired lover. My wife wants to move to Brooklyn to hang out with Patty Mills and their dog because we have a big dog.
A lot of people have put a case in for Patty Mills, the Prime Minister of Australia.
You serious?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, he seems like like the most gem of a human being.
He's awesome.
100%. Yes, yeah. Literally. I remember watching him, I think it was last year in the basketball tournament that he was in. I think it was TBT. And then obviously with World Games and like, his whole personality just screams all the time. Like, it's just like, nah, it's like, I'm one of those, I want to go to dinner with you. Like, I just like to sit with you, by you. Yeah. He seems dope.
Yeah. Every opportunity he gets to like play for Australia or anything, he is just the perfect example of what you should want to do, who you should want to be.
I love Australia. Everyone's so nice. I can't wait to go.
Come on down.
Australia North Smith.
Literally an ad. We're an ad for tourism for Australia.
Wait, We're an ad for tourism on this podcast. Every time we talk, we're like picking a new city to go to.
Well, Jazz, been an absolute delight to talk to you. Good luck with the rest of the season and whatever comes forward after that. Super pumped for you and the rest of Nebraska. Good luck with everything, and thanks again.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Good luck in Tazi. Keep killing it.
Yeah, thank you.
Aww, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.